Here at the NAMA convention, I'm speaking with Scott Mortimer, and first of all, I want to say a very big thank you to Successful Farming for being a sponsor of our coverage of the National Agri-Marketing Conference. And Scott, let's talk about NAMA just for a minute. The company and some of the individuals that a lot of us know and love, Tom Davis, for example, who I just haven't found here, but I know he was here again. Been to more of these than I have, which is saying a lot these days. But the company has been very supportive of the organization over the years and continues to be, and it's my understanding will continue to do so. What is it that you find about NAMA that makes you really want to be involved, and what does that mean for the company?
Well, Chuck, first off, thanks for the kind words, and absolutely we're thrilled to partner with you to help bring coverage of this year's conference to everybody that listens and gets on AgWired, and that's a big we're proud to be a part of that, what you're doing there. So we are a long contributor and sponsor of NAMA, and we think it's very, very important for the future of our industry. We have a long history of not only financial support for the association, but also contributing our people's resources as well. So Kurt Blades has completed a 7-year term as on the Student Careers Committee, and Janelle Buxton on our sales staff is now taking that spot and going to be part of that as well. So in addition to other leadership positions that we've had at a state and local level, so we continue to not only support NAMA with our pocketbook, but also with our people as well. And I think that's very, very important. And I think this conference really helps illustrate that, especially when you see the kids and you see the students. And that's an absolute huge, important part of our future. And we're absolutely committed to helping do our part to ensure that success.
Well, there's no question about it. And we feel very much the same way at ZimCom. And can't say enough about, if you're going to be in agricultural marketing or communications, this is the organization to belong to network with others and to learn, develop yourself and your business as well. Looking at your company, you know, we're in this new media world, a lot of new technology that's even just evolving right before our eyes. How is it that Successful Farming, you know, owned by Meredith, how are you making sure that you are still satisfying the needs of your customers? I know you have multiple audiences there when you consider the farmers who are the readers of the publication, but then also your advertisers and sponsors, etc. What are some of the ways you're getting an insight into what they want and need so that you're satisfying them?
Right, Chuck. And what we're really attempting to do and have been very successful in doing is understanding what our readers and what our agri-marketing customers' needs are, and then developing solutions around that. So what we like to use the word customer insight, and really it's deploying all of the assets that we have within Successful Farming and within Meredith Corporation to understand everything that we can about our readers. And when we develop products and services that they want and need in whatever form they want and need it in, then our marketing partners that we go to market with and partner with, they win as well. And at the end of the day, the customer insight that we gain from all the market research activities and all the other things that we do really are driving our entire business and will continue for some time here, I know.
Well, I know here you have available to companies that might be interested and want it, they'd have to give you a call and talk to you, but some new research along these lines that is available, right?
Absolutely, and one thing that we have absolutely committed to the last 5 years specifically, but even broader, that when you think about when we launched the Successful Farming Market Research Panel in 1978, so we've had that for some time now, and really what nobody's investing in market research in our space like we are, and we have the market research panel that I talked about. It's a printed panel, mails to just about 1,000 growers, and we ask them everything from what kind of tractor they drive to how do they consume media. So a wide gambit of information that we can tap into there. And then we also have an online market research panel that we can grab directional research for customers and have employed that for 5 years now. So it's absolutely, we are committed to market research, and we commit to that market research on behalf of our customers.
Well, great. Well, I again thank Successful Farming for sponsoring AgWire coverage of the NAMA convention. Here at the convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.